Cook-Heal, and I'm sitting here with Jessa Zinn, who is one of my colleagues at the Innova Center. She is a structural indicator of the Rolfing method, and I thought that was unusual enough, Grow Cook-Heal listeners, that I should have her in to explain what she does. Jessa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jill. It's great to be here.
It's lovely to have you on the show, and explain to me a little about what you do.
I am a structural integrator in the Rolf method, and I start with the premise that fascia is the organizing system to the body.
And what is fascia?
It's a great question and very necessary to...
It's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start, exactly. So fascia is the connective tissue, is a continual sheath of material underneath the skin that is exactly as it says, it's continual. It's the only thing that covers all of the joints, all of the muscles, all of the ligaments and the tendons, the organs, including the heart, the lungs, the brain, and it is one sheath of fabric. And because it's one sheath of fabric, it operates as material. And so when this fabric gets tight in one area, we not only can feel it pull in that area, but we feel it pull elsewhere.
Structural integration is a bit of a mouthful.
It is.
And I was about to introduce you as a Rolfer, and you corrected me. So tell me what the difference is.
Dr. Rolf started this work. She was a good old Brooklyn girl, actually. She went to school here in New York City, up at Barnard, and then was a biochemist, did her biochemistry PhD at Columbia, is my understanding. She coined her work personal structural integration. And then later on, her students coined it Rolfing. When she died in the late 80s, there was two schools that sprung. And so one has the trademark Rolfing and one doesn't. But as a community, we're trying to rebrand ourselves as structural integrators.
And the idea of this structural integration is the fascia covers everything. And so by affecting it in one place, you're affecting other places. Is that right?
Precisely. It's a holistic approach to the body that uses deep manipulation of the soft tissue, looking specifically at the structure in gravity. So through manipulation of the fascia, as well as movement education, I'm interested in seeing how we can change the structure, the body, as it is in a gravitational force.
Now, you mentioned that this is deep work. Jessa, and I think one of the things that people know about Rolfing, or they think they know, is that it hurts, don't they? People say, oh my goodness, Rolfing, don't they dig really deep and hurt people? Tell me a little about what you do.
It definitely has that reputation. And part, I think, of why the community as a whole is looking to rebrand ourselves as structural integrators. The truth is that it can be intense work, but it's not just intense work. It's intensity that's then followed by a sense of relief. An increase in mobility. I think back in the day, in the 60s, the heyday of sort of the personal transformational movement, cathartic experiences were really valued. I think we've matured and we realize that pain doesn't just beget pain, that cathartic release isn't the goal of the work. And it's funny because one of the things that I get from a lot of clients is, oh, this doesn't hurt. This feels amazing.
I think that's good to know. And I think it's an important point to make. So what do people come to you for? Who shows up?
It's interesting. I love my clientele because of its diversity. I tend to be the last house on the block people come knocking at.
They've tried everything
else.
And they usually have a nagging pain.
Yes,
I was going to say they're usually in pain in some way.
There's usually some sort of chronic, persistent pain that they haven't been able to get resolution with. And that was certainly my case. I was a yoga teacher for years, specializing in therapeutics. I had continuous back pain. And when I got Rolfed, when I went to a structural integrator, I not only got out of the pain, my awareness, my movement awareness increased so that I was able to manage that over time. What I didn't expect that happened, that was deeply moving for me and really informed why I went into this as a field of work, calmed my nervous system. I felt a deep sense of quiet in a way that I hadn't experienced previously.
And why do you think that is?
I think it changed because I was no longer living in a fight or flight kind of pain pattern. My nervous system started to settle. And that's what I still love about the work. There's a deep centering that occurs. Dr. Rolf spoke about this. She really believed in the somatic experience, that when we're at ease in our structure, we can be at ease in ourselves, in our spirit and our mind. And that certainly has been my experience.
The other thing that people possibly know about Rolfing is that you go up people's noses and things like that. Isn't that true. One of the things that people talk about?
It is true.
So really, I believe it's very thorough, isn't it? So tell me a little about how thorough you are.
I love that question. I want to start by saying if somebody does not want that, they of course can always opt out. But if you start with the premise that, which is just the case, that fascia, the connective tissue, is everywhere. And then if you take it a step farther and you liken it to having clothing around your body. So we've all had the experience of when we have our shirt tucked in too tightly at our waist, we feel it pull at the neck. But experience has taught us not to just pull at the neck to get the relief, but rather untuck your shirt, readjust the material, and lo and behold, there's a loosening that happens. So the fascia being continual and it being everywhere means that we want to contact it in as many places as possible. The nostril is specifically about organizing the sinus cavities, if you will, the negative space in the face that can create so much tension in the jaw and in the head behind the eyes for many of us.
Now, being this thorough means it takes time. And one of the things that I know about Rolfing is that it's best done in a series, isn't it? So how many sessions is a series?
Dr. Rolf's recipe, which was coined the recipe over time, is a 10-session series. And the series can be divided into three parts. Sessions 1 to 3 is what we call the superficial or the opening up of the sleeve sessions, meaning that exterior, where we look to really open up the breath and make contact with sort of the exterior holding patterns. The deep sessions are 4 to 7, which are what we get into sort of the postural structures of the body. And then the last three sessions are what we call the integration sessions. Now, as again, starting with the same premise, I certainly do believe that there's a benefit to the series and the project of looking forward towards change and transformation, I think can be a really beautiful deepening experience of oneself in one structure. That said, nobody falls apart by not finishing the series. So there are times when it's totally appropriate to do piecemeal work. It's just that if we're following the premise through to its natural end, we really want to cover as much territory within the structure as possible.
And I'm interested in some of the things that you end up helping. Tell me some stories from your practice of people who've had transformations.
Oh, this is fun. One of my favorite stories is this woman who, she was 86, God bless her heart, and she would travel to me. I was in the city in Manhattan, and she would travel to me from way uptown, and she would take a bus. And she had had 2 hip replacements. She was from Cuba, and she spoke very little English, and she came in with her cane. And the truth is that I had no idea how much I was going to be able to help her or not help her. But she was game, and so, of course, I was game and inspired by her. And lo and behold, 3 sessions in, she felt that she didn't need her cane anymore. She used it to sort of shoo off the people around her on the bus, but she felt completely stable walking in a way that she hadn't experienced in years. Now, that's one of those standalone moments. I don't ever look to repeat that, but I'm always humbled, not by what I do, not by my work, but by the ability of the body to change. It never ceases to amaze me.
Well, it's fascinating work. And GCH listeners, you've met quite a few of my colleagues at the Innova Center over the course of this series. You can go back through the archive and meet them if you haven't been listening to all of the shows. And one of the things that is such a privilege for me, that I work with such intelligent and committed and heartfelt practitioners. Jessa, just listening to you talk about your work makes me want to come in and be rolled immediately or structurally integrated. Thank you so much for coming in and explaining to GCH listeners what structural integration, or what was sometimes called Rolfing, is all about.
Thank you, Jill. It's a pleasure to be here.
That's our show. If you'd like to ask me a question, tell me your story, or suggest a guest for the show, you can contact me on my website, jillblakeway.com, or on Facebook or Instagram, or you can tweet at me using the hashtag AskGCH. Thank you so much to Nate Klemp and Eric Langshire for writing such an interesting book and sharing their ideas about how we can all increase our sense of well-being as we go about our daily lives. And many thanks, as always, to Marcy Brownstein for making a delicious green juice and sharing the recipe with us. And a big thank you to structural integration expert Jessa Zinn for explaining what Rolfing is and how it works. We'll be back next week with another episode of GCH, but until then, take care of yourselves.
You've been listening to GCH, a CBS radio production.